And we welcome you in live on the campus of Toms River High School North inside the comfy confines of the Pine Belt Arena. Matt Harmon, Ed Sarluka here on the Shore Sports Network. A full day of basketball on 1160, 1310 WOBM AM. You just heard Wagner defeat Monmouth 59-52. And we've got some high school action for you over the course of the next several hours. The girls' final between top-seeded Red Bank Catholic and number 2 Manasquan will be followed by the boys' final, which will pit top-seeded Jackson Memorial against Cinderella number 7 Manchester Township. Along with my broadcast partner for the next couple of games, it's Sarluka, Matt Harmon, Ray Malaspina, our good buddy, the studios of the Shore Sports Network. Ed, seeding has held true here in the girls' final as both of these top seeds, number 1 and number 2, has navigated their way through the 16-team field and find themselves in a final here early on in this high school basketball season.
Yeah, a couple weeks ago, the coaches got it right, Matt, with the top two seeds in RBC and Manasquan. These are by far the two best teams in this tournament. Both deserve to be here. I've seen all the games.
Manasquan with wins over Ocean, Toms River East, and Wall to get into the finals. For Red Bank Catholic as the top seed, they dismantled Barnegat in the opening round. Also wins against Toms River South and Monsignor Donovan. These teams certainly know each other, not just very well overall, but already very well this season. They played in the season opener back a couple of Friday nights ago. That was a win for Red Bank Catholic in overtime, 48-46, an A-Central game. They will also play again later on this season. It has developed not only yet into a really good rivalry over the course of the last couple of years, but a good little sideline of this game is the coaching matchup. Lisa Kokoda in her second year for 2004 Bank Catholic, an assistant for Joe Montano in his 24th year at Red Bank Catholic from 2008 to 2012. So there are so much similarities between not just the coaching styles, but the teams in general.
Yeah, it's so it works out that way where the mentor sometimes faces, the young student, and that is the case here with Lisa and Joe. The styles, although a little bit similar, Manasquan more of a rugged type team. You know, they bang the boards pretty good, whereas RBC will be more of a perimeter, fast break type, up-tempo team.
Manasquan coming into this one at 3-1. It's a team that went 20-9 a season ago. And if you follow girls basketball here in the Shore, we won't rehash the whole thing, but 2 seasons ago, there was so much controversy swirling around the Manasquan program. In comes Lisa Kokoda in her first year, and by all accounts, it just did a masterful job kind of navigating the waters. 20 wins, a team that went pretty deep in both of the tournaments in the Shore Conference and in the as well. Back now for a second year. You always like to think the second year a little bit easier. Your program's in place. There's not that swirl of controversy around this team anymore. And as you said, kind of a gritty, rugged team that has some talent.
You know, they definitely have talent led by the big, rugged center, Sam Sullivan, who is a banger on the boards and can put up the points. She is by far the leader of this team, along with Courtney Hageman, who can shoot the three with the best of them. But you're right, Matt. You know, she seems much more comfortable on the sidelines, Lisa Kokoda. You know, she took over a championship team, a team that went all the way 2 years ago. As a matter of fact, a team that won this tournament in 2011 and failed to get to the finals last year, but looking for a repeat of that championship form this year and certainly have a shot at RBC tonight.
Sullivan, the 6'1 senior, on her way to Wagner. For this Red Bank Catholic team, it's a team that, of course, among the best year in and year out in the Shore Conference. 29 wins a season ago. The longtime head coach, Joe Montano, has seen championships really almost every year on some level or another. Division, Shore Conference, states, some TOC runs in there as well. But this is a different type team this year for Joe Montano. Graduated 6 of the top 8 players a season ago. It's a young team, a talented team, but, you know, an early season tournament like this, Ed, very, very useful for a team like this to answer some questions moving forward.
Well, RBC and Joe Montano, what they usually do is go on the road and play some of the bigger schools, even out-of-state schools. This year, because of the youth of his team, he sometimes has 3 freshmen on the court, Matt. So he decided to come here, down here to WOBM, the Christmas Classic down here, get his freshmen, get their feet wet a little bit for later on in the season when the big games come tournament time.
Yeah, playing in a very rugged division, both of these teams. They're both in A Central, which has the likes of Rumson-Fairhaven and St. John Vianney, along with some pretty good teams in Shore Regional and Homedale. So getting some wins under your belt, extremely important. 4-0 so far the Caseys are on this very young season. Their top player and one of their top returning players is Grace Fallon, who we were very impressed with last year covering this team in their run to the Shore Conference Championship. Fallon, a senior, but better known for her play in another sport.
Lacrosse.
She's on her way to Duke, where she will be a lacrosse player following graduation this year. She's kind of been the backbone for this young team, and maybe the emergence a little bit of Alex Barazzotti, a junior who can shoot it from the outside.
Well, Matt, you know, from the games that I've seen, and like I said, I've seen them all here this tournament, Alex Barazzotti is the girl that makes this team go. She is up and down the floor, offensively, defense. She'll spend a lot of time on the floor, literally. You know, she dies after every loose ball. Coach Montano will be yelling Zot all night. We'll hear, the fans will hear Zot. That's his nickname for Barazzotti. And she is a good player and makes them go.
19 points in the semifinals last night, 11 points in the quarterfinals, and 7 points in the opening round. Didn't play a whole lot, wasn't needed, as Red Bank Catholic had a big win against Barnegat. For this Manasquan team, when you think of scoring, Sam Sullivan led the team with 15 points in the opening round win game, 14th for Courtney Hageman, and then a real solid effort the other night from both. Sullivan had 20 and Hageman with 19 in the semifinal win against Wall. So, Ed, you think about it on paper, there may be a little bit more balance on the Manasquan team, but it is Red Bank Catholic, a team that has so much tradition. And for Luke, as I talked to her a little bit before the game, she spends a couple minutes right now with Joe Montano, her teacher and mentor, as you said before. She's yet to beat him, and I'm sure would love to be able to notch a WOBM championship win along with getting that first W.
Yeah, as you mentioned before, Matt, they did open up on the home court of Red Bank Catholic, so it was an away loss for Manasquan for their one loss. They do come in 3-1, as you mentioned. But, yeah, she would love to get that first win in a championship situation as this tournament is. But, yeah, I don't think she'll be intimidated, though, by facing her mentor at all. And, as I said, she just seems much more comfortable than she did last year, you know, in this tournament.
Yeah, a couple times last year that they played. Once already this year in divisional play and here in the WOBM tournament, asked Coach Montano about the same situation. He said, you know, once the game gets up and going, I'm so worried about my own players. It's really before and after the game, because he said, I want her to do so well. She's someone who I have such a great relationship and a whole lot of respect for. I want her to do so well, except for the couple times that she plays me during the course of the season. That kind of sets the stage for what we have coming up here. Red Bank Catholic, the top seed. Manasquan, the 2 seed. We step out for a 2-minute timeout. We'll come back with a little bit more of the starting lineups to get you set for the opening tip-off. This is the WOBM Christmas Classic on the Shore Sports Network. And we welcome you back here to the WOBM Christmas Classic, the 20th final on the girls' side, 30th year of the tournament overall. The boys' final will come up at 7:30 tonight. That will have Jackson taking on Manchester Township. Then again, the tip time there set for 7:30. Our girls' final, the top 2 seeds, Red Bank Catholic and number 2, Manasquan. Let's run through the starting lineups first for the big blue of Manasquan. They will start in the backcourt. 5'5 senior number 11, Molly Bryant. She will be joined by number 24, Courtney Hageman. She's a 5'9 junior. And number 25, Eva Hart, who is a 5'7 senior. The front court, number 22, Bridget Ford, a 5'9 senior. And number 21, Sam Sullivan, who is a 6'1 senior. We mentioned the head coach, Lisa Kokoda. She is in her second year as the head coach here, 23-10 to begin her coaching career. For Red Bank Catholic, their starting lineup, Tia Montague will start in the backcourt, 5'6 freshman guard. She'll be joined by number 21, Alex Barazzotti, the 5'7 junior. Number 23, Cameron Lynch, the 5'6 sophomore. Number 30, Quinn McMenamin will start up front. She's a 5'7 senior with number 13, Grace Fallon. She is a 5'11 senior. One of the deans here of Shore Conference coaching on the girls' basketball side, Joe Montano, in his 24th year head coach. I bet if we asked him, does it seem like 24, depending on the day, I bet he would say sometimes yes, Ed, and sometimes no.
Exactly. You know, we've seen a lot of Joe in this tournament because he has two sons that play on the boys' team, RBC, who played in the tournament this year, their second year in the tournament. So Joe's been in attendance quite a bit at the WOBM Christmas Classic.
Statistically, Barrazzotti, the only player averaging double figures coming into the game for Red Bank Catholic, 12.5 points per contest. Fallon just under at 9.5. Two players in double figures for Manasquan. That is Hageman and Sullivan. We step out here for the national anthem. When we come back, we will have the opening tip-off of this 1 2-minute timeout. You're listening to the girls' WOBM Christmas Classic Final on the Shore Sports Network. Doubleheader night here on the Shore Sports Network for high school basketball. A triple header overall. You listen going into this one to Monmouth University men's basketball. We've got the WOBM Christmas Classic Finals on the girls' side. This one just about set to tip. Boys' final to follow at 7:30. Starting lineups being introduced here. The Manasquan Big Blue Warriors in the dark blue uniforms. Manasquan across the chest in white. The white numerals and the dark blue shorts as well. They are the two seeds, so they are the visitor tonight. Red Bank Catholic in their home whites with Casey's across the chest, the green numerals with the gold outline and the white shorts.
New uniforms, Matt, for the Warriors came in this morning. Got them hooked up with the girls and quite a few number changes from what we've had previously, but new unis look good. First time they've had the dark uniforms on. Three-man and lady crew today refereeing this one. It'll be Jeff O'Neill, Maureen McCann, and Jimmy Snyder calling and blowing the whistle. Hopefully, not a whole lot.
16 teams have worked their way down here to the final two.
51st game, Matt, in this tournament. We'll have 52 in all. 50 are in the books. This is game number 51 of 52 games.
If I didn't know any better, you're looking forward to 52.
Oh, I'm
right around 9:30.
53 will be in front of the TV watching a bowl game tomorrow.
Fallon and Sullivan jump center. Ball is batted around a couple of times and handled by RBC, who will move left to right on your radio dial and begin with the basketball. Manasquan will start in a man-to-man defense. Montague has it on the right side. We'll flip right for Barrazzotti and an early turnover on an errant pass. It'll be Manasquan basketball on the far sideline.
I think it's very important, Matt, for Manasquan, the loser of that first game opening night, to get off to a good start here to put that loss behind them.
Bryant, having problems putting the ball in play, finally finds Eva Hart, who will set the offense here for Manasquan. 30 seconds in and no score in our first quarter. Bryant has it between the circles. She is checked by Fallon. Ball deflected away and picked up here by Barrazzotti. She'll break the timeline with the dribble. Montague open from three on the right side. Side rim no good. High rebound for Hart, and Manasquan will look to push it up court.
And not a real good shot by Montague. She doesn't really shoot it that well. 1 for 9 coming in from the three-point circle.
Bridget Ford will hand off to Bryant, who bounces off on the right side for Hageman, who will stop at the elbow right side, miss the runner, and rebounded inside by Fallon. Montague almost traveled, flips off to her left for Cameron Lynch. Around the perimeter, back to Montague on the right side, thinking about the long three. McMenamin will swing it left for Lynch. Down low for Fallon. Really the only interior player for Red Bank Catholic. Goes to the basket, misses the shot. Got her own rebound back and will go to the free throw line for two.
Looks like Bridget Ford will pick up her first foul. I think it's important, number one, Matt, for Sam Sullivan to stay out of foul trouble. They need her presence on the floor, both offensively and defensively. By the way, Montague, Matt, one of those freshmen for Joe Montano that will see a lot of action handling the ball.
Fallon at the free throw line makes the first one. Pretty good free throw shooter normally, but off to a slower start this year. Makes two of two and gives Red Bank Catholic a 2-0 advantage. 6:25 to go, quarter number one. Quickly up court is Hart. leaves inside for Bryant. The dump off for Sullivan right inside. The two-footer is up and good. We're tied at two.
Works so well around the basket. She will have her hands on the ball all the time near the rim.
Montague hands off here. The drive for Barazzotti blocked out of bounds by Ford. It'll be KC basketball. Baseline left, 6:10 to go first quarter. 2-2 between Manasquan and RBC. Ball be put in play by Lynch. Shaded right on the baseline. Barazzotti wanting the three. Will step in. Fire the jumper from the right side. That's off the mark. No good. Last touched by Manasquan. It will stay with Red Bank Catholic. Another baseline inbounds. Barazzotti will handle this one. McMenamin will leave for Fallon on the left side. Fallon thought about the three. Gets it back from Barazzotti. Shaded left top of the key. Hands off McMenamin. Now Montague has it. Dribbling off on the left sideline. Motion offense in play from the left elbow. Fallon. Back out McMenamin. Good defense here by Manasquan on this possession. Staying with the man-to-man. 5:35 to go in the first quarter. Tied at two. Skip pass left side. It's Lynch with it. Crosses over. Drives and will draw the foul on Molly Bryant. It'll be her first and the team's second.
Both teams, as you mentioned in the pregame, Matt, fairly easy time getting here, but each were tested by a Toms River school. Squan was tested by Toms River East in a 11-point win as she makes the first, and RBC was tested by Toms River South in a 7-point win. Both of them came in the quarterfinals.
Lynch's second. Back rim, no good. Rebounded by Ford. Came in as a 60% free throw shooter. Make one. Back Catholic a 3-2 lead with 5:20 to go in the first quarter. Bounce pass off on the left side. It is Molly Bryant with the basketball. One dribble. Pulls back up top for Hart. Flips back to Bryant on the left perimeter. Dumped down for Sullivan on the left block. Goes to the basket. Little scoop shot on the right side. Up and in. Sullivan's got four. And Manasquan has a 4-3 advantage.
As I said, works so well around the basket and in the paint.
Montague directing traffic, now dribbling off on the left sideline, losing the ball, but it was deflected out by Hart. It'll stay with Red Bank Catholic. 4:52 to play in the opening quarter. Manasquan leads Red Bank Catholic 4-3. First substitution in the game, number 3, Stella Clark, the 5'4 freshman guard, getting her first action.
And as we mentioned, two freshmen now on the floor.
Montague crossing over, coming right. She's bumped on her way across. I believe it's going to be charged to Hart.
Yeah,
it'll be the third team foul on Manasquan. First on Hart. So three team fouls already for Manasquan. Nothing whistled against RBC quite yet. 4:35 to go, opening quarter. Fallon has it, left sideline. Looking down low. Will dump it down for Barazzotti. In the post, left side, running to her right. Misses the shot. Picked up by Hart, who wants to push. Bounce pass off on the right side. Hageman looking to dump down low for Sullivan. That one deflected out of bounds. It'll stay with Manasquan. And a timeout taken by Joe Montano. It'll be a 30-second timeout, so we'll keep it here with 4:19 to go in the opening quarter. Manasquan with a 4-3 advantage.
Full timeout.
So we'll step out then for a 30-second timeout. We're back right after this with more of the WOBM Christmas Classic Final. Leads RBC in the girls' final 4-3. Back right after this. 4:19 to play here in the opening quarter. Manasquan 4, Red Bank Catholic 3. Matt Horn-Luca sitting courtside at the lovely Pine Belt Arena here in Toms River. This is the girls' final. The boys' final follows at 7:30 with Jackson taking on Manchester.
Quick timeout that time by RBC. Did not like what he has seen so far in the first 4 minutes of this one. That would be Joe Montano.
Hageman with it off the inbounds. Dumps on the right side for Hart. Back to Hageman on the right perimeter. So pull back out near the half-court circle. Reset the offense. Right side flip pass for Hart. Hart played man-on-man by way down. Holds the pivot foot. Ford gets it. On the right wing, bouncing left for Hageman. Stops and pops from the top of the key. High arcing three is good.
Brought one. Courtney Hageman with a long downtown three.
Gives Manasquan a four-point advantage, 7-3, with 3:40 to go in the opening quarter. Here's Lynch with it, dumping down high post for Fallon. Kick out around the perimeter. McMenamin leaves off for Barazzotti. Back to McMenamin. Had the open three, won't take it. Montague with it now between the circles, and will restart the offense with 3:20 to go in the first quarter. Dribbling off to her left. Dump down pass for Fallon. Reverse layup off the nice feed for McMenamin. Her first basket cuts it to a 7-5 advantage for Manasquan.
Nice job. Nice job by Fallon getting the ball to McMenamin.
Clark bringing it up court for Manasquan. Hanging off for Hart. Clark dumping down low for Sullivan, who will get whistled for an offensive foul. Pushing off down low to receive the pass. Her first, team's fourth.
Yeah, she does that a lot down low, trying to get herself open. She's got to be careful now. Does not want to pick up two quick fouls in this first quarter. As I said, they need Sam Sullivan on the court.
Caitlin Conroy, a 6'3 senior for Red Bank Catholic, has just checked into the game. A little bit of size that RBC brings off the bench. Full court pressure by the Big Blue. RBC breaks it. And Fallon will now work it around. Josie Larkins also into the game for RBC. Her first action, the 5'8 freshman. Here's a three on the way by Fallon, left side. That's off the mark. Rebound tipped up. Fallon gets it back. Tough layup attempt. That's no good. Sullivan blocks the putback attempt by Conroy. And then the steal here by Clark for Manasquan. Right side layup is off the mark and no good. And the Caseys will now look to push. Barazzotti with a one-on-two. Will stop right side, throw up a wild shot off the mark, no good. Clark rebounds, and here comes Manasquan again. Hageman drives right side, the layup no good, but she is fouled and will go to the line for two.
Nice little change of pace by Courtney that time. Getting her basket, just put it up a little bit hard, but did get fouled going up.
Foul will be called on Grace Fallon, her first and the team's first. Hageman will step to the free throw line here.
Not shooting him real good right now.
For her first attempt of the night.
29% coming in on a 2-for-7.
Substitution into the game. Addie Masonis will come in. Another freshman on this roster seeing early playing time. The 5'4 guard. Second one for Hageman is up and good. She's got five, and Manasquan regains a four-point advantage, 9-5, the lead with 2 minutes to go in the first quarter. McMenamin out of the half-court trap. Montague, nice pass on the baseline for Larkins, who misses the open jump shot. Clark with the rebound. Good feed up ahead for Sullivan, stopping right, block the layup up and in. Sullivan has six, and Manasquan leads 11-5.
Nice
more
track.
Pressure. Another steal. Hageman saves it. Clark, left side layup. Throws it up. Count it. And the foul.
Good terminology, Matt. She basically did just throw that one up, but she had some good spin on the ball and went off the glass in the basket. 2 points, and she'll have a chance for the three-point play.
That's number two on Fallon. That is not good news for RBC. Her second and the team's second. Clark's first and only free throw is good.
Another timeout taken by RBC. That's two in the first quarter.
This is a 30-second timeout. 1:35 to go. Manasquan now up by nine. 14-5 the advantage. And already two personal fouls on Grace Fallon. And, you know, you think about the design of this RBC team, and with so much youth and inexperience on the roster, she's really the one player that they can kind of ill afford to be taken out of the lineup.
Her and Barazzotti basically hold this team together, because as I mentioned, in various different situations, they'll have two freshmen on the court at one time. Montague right now on the bench, a young freshman who they have asked to handle the ball and run the offense, and sometimes she has difficulty doing that.
Masonis and Clark, a young backcourt right now for Manasquan, both freshmen. Ball deflected out of bounds. Good defense by
Me.
Those two aforementioned freshmen. Well, you almost caught
almost
it.
Deflect. Yeah, I didn't. I saw it late. You know.
Talon will put it in play in the backcourt for Lynch. Lynch bouncing off the left side. That one almost stolen by Sullivan. Ball out of bounds far sideline. It'll be Red Bank Catholic basketball. Montesquon putting a lot of pressure on this RBC team. Lynch gets the inbound. Fallon, far sideline, gets the ball back from Barazzotti. Dribbling right, the kick in the corner, and steps taken by Lynch before putting it on the deck. Another turnover for RBC. The ball will go back to Montesquon. Substitution into the game, Jackie Robinson, the 5'10 sophomore forward, number 42 for RBC. Fallon will sit here. Can't have her pick up that third personal foul. Clark, lightning speed all the way up the court. Left side layup, up and in. The freshman Stella Clark with her second basket, and Montesquon now up 16-5.
Just weaved her way through about four different RBC players for the layup.
Inside, Conroy had it. She is fouled for Red Bank Catholic. Missed the layup, but will go to the free throw line for two.
Conroy could be an important player tonight for RBC. At 6'3", the senior has a little experience and can bang with Sam Sullivan underneath, Matt.
Well, draws the foul on Sullivan. That's her second. So Sullivan with two and Fallon with two. Sullivan will head to the bench. Jiara Palumbi will come into the game for Montesquon. Eva Hart also checking back in for the Big Blue. We're just inside of a minute to go here in the opening quarter. Second free throw by Conroy. Rims out. Hart with the rebound. Montesquon controlling all facets of the game here, leading by 11. Masonis flips for Clark, left perimeter. Couple of bounces off on her right. Will weave her way through some traffic. Tries the backdoor feed. It's busted up by Robinson, who then traveled, and it will go back to Montesquon.
Jackie Robinson, Matt, wearing the number also, right? 42, the number that the infamous Jackie Robinson wore for the Los Angeles, or should say Brooklyn Dodgers.
Masona skip pass. Palumbi will drive, miss the layup on the right side. Conroy with a rebound. Here comes RBC with 20 seconds to go in the opening quarter. Barazzotti for Conroy, shaded right top of the key. Nice feed down low for Robinson, who lays it up and in.
Yeah, Conroy did a nice job that time. First of all, on the defensive boards, and then running the floor, making the inlet pass to Jackie Robinson.
Skip pass. Masonis up top now for Clark. Will fire it at the buzzer and hit.
Wow. Stella Clark from way top of the key. A big quarter for Stella Clark.
An 8-point quarter, part of a 19-point effort for Montesquon, who leads here 19-7 after our first 8 minutes of play. We step out for 30 seconds, back with more high school basketball on the WOBM Christmas Classic Final right after this on the Shore Sports Network.